It's Tracy's Neighborhood Podcast.
Hey, everybody. It is Tracy with Tracy's Neighborhood, joined by Elizabeth Markle for this episode. She is the president of Entertaining History, and I'm really excited to introduce you to her and talk a little bit about this organization and an event they have coming up that you might not know about. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Good. So tell me a little bit about Entertaining History.
Well, Entertaining History started out as a group of friends who noticed that there was a missing element in the community, basically, you know, learning about history in an interactive way. So they decided to put on a Renaissance Festival, but not just any Renaissance Festival. It was geared towards education, and they made sure that they had, you know, lots of little different areas. Like, we have, of course, a Renaissance and medieval, like all festivals.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pirate area, we have a Viking area, and then we have a fantasy area, like Grimm's fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to encompass all of that and, you know, bring it to the public so they could learn these little bits of history and hopefully be inspired to learn more. And that was the goal and basically the mission statement of Entertaining History.
And how long have you guys been around?
We have been around, let's see, the festival is in its ninth year, so it's probably been 10 years.
10 years. How,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so this year's festival, let's first talk a little bit about that, but I want to get back a little bit to Entertaining History as well, because I'm fascinated by that and that concept. But this year's event, let's get into that real quick, because I know you guys are trying to get people out there.
Oh, yes. It's supposed to be great fun this year. We, of course, have, like I said, the four reenactment areas, but we have a joust and a queen's quest. And the quest is very important because all the children come out and do an interactive, you know, basically a scavenger hunt for the queen. And this year, the queen has had a terrible curse put on her. Her voice has been stolen.
Oh, no.
So the kids have to cure her by going through, you know, each area and doing these separate tasks and gaining all these little trinkets to get the potion to save the queen.
So, and what are the dates of the festival?
Oh, the dates are the 24th and 25th of August, and we go from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., rain or shine.
And where at?
At Pinhook Park over on Riverside Drive.
Awesome. And, you know, how important is it to really expose our kids to this kind of thing in terms of helping them learn?
Many kids learn through doing it themselves. So we think it's important that the kids actually be able to participate in the history, because if you go on the Queen's Quest, not only do you do the things around with the park, but you also come to court and get called up by the Queen by name and get a reward for your task and for your service. And we want to make them see that they're a part of history as well.
And what a fun way to learn, to just kind of be there and experience it.
I think it's so much fun. I have kids come back every year and they recognize me as the queen. And and of course they treat me like the queen, which is very, very, very interesting, even off site. I've walked around South Bend and been noticed as the queen, and the kids treat me as such. And it is so much fun, and it's just proof that what we've done is touch them, and they remember it, and to them it's important. And we want to prove it to them, that history is important and so interesting.
Oh, it sure is, and you guys sure make it interesting. Now, does it cost anything to get in?
It does, actually. We have, our admission is $12 for adults.
Mm-hmm.
That's 13 and up. Military with ID is always free.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do our part to thank them for their service. Seniors are $10. Children ages 6 to 12 are $7, and under 5 are free. However, at the gate, if they decide that they want to purchase tickets at the gate, they can get a dollar off admission by bringing a canned food for the food drive.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do that up to two. So basically, if you brought two cans, instead of a $12 admission, you would get $10 in.
Fantastic. And how do you guys do other events during the year, or is this one of your just bigger events?
This is our biggest event. We also do the Indiana Pirate Festival,
mm-hmm.
and that's usually about the end of March.
And is there anything the community can do to support you guys year-round?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, we always love our volunteers. And being a volunteer has perks, such as, you know, being able to attend the festival when you're not volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, monetary donations are always good because we are a nonprofit and no one gets paid. And so all the monies we get go directly back into the festival, mm-hmm, or our other events. We just actually went to a after-school care program.
Oh,
and
wow.
We were in front of kids from the ages of 2 through 13, and we were there demonstrating what people wore and what people did in the medieval times.
Oh.
And they were so fascinated by it, and it was a lot of fun.
And how can people get more information if they have questions?
Oh, absolutely. Our website is, of course, entertaininghistory.org, and our email is enthist@gmail.com. And, of course, our website, which is MichianaRenFest.com.
Okay.
And that they can all get information on our websites. And, of course, there's a Facebook page. Just type us in and they'll find us.
Absolutely. So, again, this event, the Michiana Renaissance Festival, August 24th and 25th in Pinhook Park, by Entertaining History, a group that is doing so much to help educate people in the community and make history fun. Anything that we didn't touch on, Elizabeth, that you'd like to add?
People are often concerned about the handicap access at our park.
Okay.
And, of course, it is a park.
Mm-hmm.
So we have no control over, you know, the terrain as it is. But this park seems to be very friendly for people with disabilities. And we also make it a point to have the portable restrooms, which is, you know, people ask, why am I mentioning this? Because we make an effort to make those easily accessible to the physically challenged as well. I actually had a lady last year who came up personally and thanked me for making that happen for her.
Oh, that's
it was kind of touching because, you know,
we
actually think about such things. We want people, you know, all people to be able to enjoy this.
That's
so we
right.
make it a big effort to do so.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for coming on the podcast. And thank you for your love of history and service to our community, helping spread that love and awareness and helping the kids learn in a really fun, neat, interactive way.
Yeah, well, it's our absolute pleasure. We enjoy it, and we've been doing it for, like I said, 9 years, and we're still going strong.
All right. Well, good luck with the event.
Thank you so much.
And we've enjoyed talking to you. Until next time. It's Tracy with Tracy's Neighborhood.
If you'd like to be featured on Tracy's Neighborhood, just go to sunny1015radio.com. Click on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy tab and look for Tracy's Neighborhood. Thanks for listening.